3M tape time on Vikings Game Plan with former player and coach and current Vikings Radio Network analyst Pete Bursich. I'm Paul Allen. This three-game losing streak, quite honestly, is exhausting. So let's take a look at some Washington Redskins-related film and look at an offense led by quarterback Kirk Cousins, who completes nearly 27 passes a game, which is tied for third in the NFL. And they also have 34 completions this year at 20 yards or more. That has a lofty ranking. What kind of an offense are we looking at?
Well, you would think it's deep, you know, down throwing bombs, that kind of thing. It's a lot of those big passes are yards after catch, and it's all based off the play action game. So we're going to take a look at what it is that they do well, how they get those matchups, how they vacate zones, and then how Cousins can find those and exploit those.
DeSean Jackson, Pierre Garçon, Jordan Reed, Jamison Crowder, running back Matt Jones, Kirk Cousins, play action. It's all over the place.
First thing I mentioned, or one of the things I mentioned, was just about matchups. And what these guys love to do is find a way to get linebackers matched up on wide receivers. And one of the ways to do that is offensively is to just clear the zone. Send two guys up the field to try to pull out the defenders and then send somebody on a crossing route. Now, defensively, you got to be alert because this split is really reduced. It's really, really cut down. The receiver is not out wide. He's in, which means it's easier for him to either run across or he's either going to run an out. They line up that way for a reason. In this case, they're dragging the receiver all the way across the field. And when they get to right here, what Cousins sees is he sees a big body covering a little body.
That's DeSean Jackson.
Exactly. That's one of the fastest wide receivers in the league, and
holy
they got
him
matched up on a linebacker. So that's a matchup that they want, and that's a matchup that they're going to exploit.
Yep.
One thing, though, that you're going to see consistently throughout this entire video is this, is the pocket that Cousins has.
Yeah.
You won't see a lot of pressure on him. You're not going to see him fighting and get the football off. His offensive line has done a very, very nice job of protecting him. Yeah, here you only have a four-man rush. It's 4-on-5, but they still do a nice job of keeping people away from his feet and keeping people off of him. But here's the other part, dangerous after the catch. You get a linebacker and a wide receiver, you may not even make the tackle. So as I said, these long passes, a lot of them are run after catch. So along that line, three wide receivers now. Here we go, play action. They're pulling the guard. They pull the guard, make the linebackers bite up. And what you're going to see throughout this part of it, especially when they see middle open, by middle open, there's no middle safety. That's what I mean. You have two safeties here.
Yep.
But you've got a lot of real estate open here.
Mm.
And they also have, oh, by the way, one of the better receiving tight ends in the league in Jordan Reed.
Oof.
And he's just gonna scorch right by him.
So their left guard pulling delayed him enough to get that.
Exactly right.
Wow.
And you go back, the linebacker, if you watch him, he really doesn't bite on the play action. But what he has to remember is that because it's middle open and there's nobody here in the middle of the field to mash this tight end, he needs to be on top of it.
Yep.
He needs to drop on top of it like the old Tampa 2 days.
So that's Kendricks, right?
Absolutely
in
right.
In our game.
Exactly right. Someone like Kendricks. So you either have a choice of jamming that tight end to protect yourself so he can't free release. That's another thing that you're going to see throughout this film is that these receivers are not challenged much. They're not hit much. They're not bumped at the line of scrimmage. A situation, two wide receivers here. You have two backs in the backfield. They're going to really like the block out of this. There's the play action. So what do you see out of the play action? You could pause it here. Linebackers stepping up. What do you see? A lot of open field up here.
With a fast guy going
exactly
that way.
Exactly right. You've got yourself a fast wide receiver, but he draws a lot of attention.
Whoa!
What's interesting about this play is that for sure he's going to be one of the primaries, but if you mess up and forget this guy down here, this guy's good enough to say, hey, you know what? You left me a guy wide open. Now, what's interesting is that he does not hit him on the run. This should be a touchdown.
Yep.
They do get some run. They get some yardage after catch, but it wasn't a touchdown. So you beat him free and clear, but not the best throw. Play action pass again. Nothing in the way of motion or anything set up. But you'll see after the snap, they're selling it with the tight end coming down underneath like he's going to block.
Yep.
Linebackers then, they step up.
That's Vernon Davis. See,
exactly right. They step up. As soon as Cousins clears the play action, you've got this big open hole, and again, you're going to see no deep middle safety. So if they see middle open, this is exactly how they're going to want to attack it. This is exactly what they're going to want to do. They're going to play fake on the run.
Yep.
The linebackers and everybody inside, they know that they're shorthanded. Boom, here we go, right in the middle of the field.
It seems like a majority of their big completions are middle of the field, which is Kendricks, Harrison Smith type territory. So should we feel okay about this?
Yeah, I think we should, depending upon the coverage that's behind, because what they do is they capitalize. You're in middle open, you know you're short in the box. That's when they play action you and try to get you to the middle of the field. But if you have your safeties, if your safeties are aware, then I think you're going to be in pretty good shape. But again, we talked about it earlier, the short pass in lieu of the run. So this is basically a play action because up top, you have this receiver who's faking the whip screen, just like the run. It just freezes him enough to allow the receiver to get behind him. But you notice the split again. He's not out wide. He gives himself enough room. So by alignment, he's pulling this corner in so he can do this, get right behind him.
Got him turned around.
And it's a great, I mean, that's a great throw and catch. But like I said before, this is like 7-on-7 for him. Our defensive line is going to have to do a lot of work to make sure Cousins is unobstructed when he throws. But if you get people at his feet, he's a human being, just like every other quarterback we've seen so far this year. They don't like people hitting him. They don't like people all over him. Now, defensively, I think their star is going to be Kerrigan right here on the outside. A very, very good pass rusher. He's had some up and down years, but for the most part, the guy is a technician. And if you can see, one of the things they talk about with D-line is hands and feet. His hands are inside the offensive lineman. He has the right hand on this shoulder.
Yep.
And from there, he can have his way. And one of the things he loves to do is come underneath. And that last little move, that last little push right there gets him enough extension to get that hand over the top and boom, fall on the quarterback.
Wow.
So Kerrigan on the outside is very, very good with his hands. He's very, very good, very, very quick. And he's very, very smart. He sets things up. He's prudent. He takes his time. So in this case, you have him out here on the outside against good old Eli, who we know will get rid of that ball as soon as he feels problems. But here now, he's kind of pulling the carpet out. He's leaning into the tackle. The tackle pushes back. Boom. Pulls him through. Comes off. Sack, force, fumble. Pretty good. Now, Riley Reiff. Oh, my heavens. We missed Riley Reiff, right? They missed him. Nah, I don't know about this. Again, speed up the field. He gets Riley Reiff right there to turn. And as soon as he gets him turned, remember we talked a few weeks ago on offensive linemen, never want to see those feet cross because then you have no power.
Yep.
Oh! I mean, that is, it's like taking a big, heavy oak chair and just tipping it over. How do you push over a 300-pound man?
Wow.
Just like that. Get him to turn his feet, come underneath, and boom. So those are just a few things. Offensively, yes, Paul, play action. They want to open up the middle of the field. They like the play action. And it's run after catch that's important to them. On defense, if we're stuck throwing the football a lot, you always have to account for Kerrigan.